Hachette Audio presents Calm Your Mind with Food, a revolutionary guide to controlling your anxiety, written by Uma Naidu, MD, read by Deepthi Gupta. Introduction. My first book came out at a difficult time. A publication date of August 2020 meant that a carefully planned rollout was totally wrecked during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The situation in the world was evolving so rapidly that it took some time for virtual book tours and remote keynote talks to solidify, and I was left to worry that my work to communicate the importance of nutritional psychiatry would go unnoticed. Dwarfing that worry was the stress of being a frontline physician during such a terrifyingly uncertain time. Thanks to the heroic efforts of my amazing publication team, my book launch didn't sputter as I feared it would. The pandemic brought additional attention to both mental health and food. After all, many of us were left with nothing to do but eat and worry, worry and eat. As the book found success, I should have been delighted about how it was helping people around the world better understand the relationship between the food they eat and the inner workings of their brain. But though I felt grateful that people were reading and learning from the book, the burden of those early days of the pandemic didn't lift. If anything, it got heavier. Strange as it may seem, with every accolade, news feature, TV appearance, and positive review, I felt a huge panic about what was next. Thinking about how to keep the momentum going wasn't exciting and fulfilling. It was scary. I felt like I couldn't do it. As a psychiatrist who has spent years diagnosing anxiety in others, I know how to recognize the signs. I had felt them before too, when I was diagnosed with cancer and facing a daunting schedule of chemotherapy and other treatments. That was my first obvious struggle with my own mental health, and when I experienced the true power of nutritional psychiatry. Food helped me ease my anxiety and support my medical treatment, which provided the blueprint of my work today. But this felt different. Instead of staring down a deadly disease, I was being invited to be a guest on television programs and podcasts, becoming colleagues and friends with
Sample complete. Ready to continue?